You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Hey, Shep, what was that guy who just called 10 minutes ago? Robbie from Tennessee, right?
That would be correct, I believe, yes. Good guy.
Yeah, he likes you and me. Good for him. And I like you too, Shep. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here with you.
Appreciate that, sir. The feeling is more than mutual.
Yeah. The hell would be sitting for? I don't like each other. Who wants to do that crap? You know how many people have to go to work with people they don't like, Shep?
Too many to name.
You talking from experience?
Well, yeah, I am. Oh. We know these people.
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're on your own there.
Okay.
I'm going to be hanging out here with Shep and you for the next 2 hours. Okay? If you want to talk to us, the number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I put emphasis on us. And here, by the way, if you cannot pass a breathalyzer, if you cannot walk in a straight line, I understand it's Friday night, we're rolling into Saturday morning. If you can't do one of the two things that I just said, and go to bed, don't call me. And get it together, and don't be behind no damn wheel, please. That's dangerous. Talking to me under the influence is enough, but don't get behind no wheel. That's dangerous to everybody. And there's my public service announcement that I am dead serious about. But if you want to talk to me about football, we can do it. You want to talk to me about basketball, we can do it. So far tonight, that's what we've done. We've talked about Arch Manning in Texas. We've talked about Robert Sarver in PayPal. Yeah, the owner of the Suns. He's a jerk. We talked about, speaking of jerks, we talked about, what's this man's name? He sells the copper. I need to try that for my back, Shep. You know, Brett Favre and his copper fit. If I wrap some of that around my back, I think I'd be okay. What do you think? Oh, Shep is talking to a caller. I think it's a, let me shut up. I don't need the copper fit people sending me an email telling me to relax. Huh. We talked about Justin Herbert. And we talked about individuals who are just hurt all across the NFL. Jamal Adams is out for the year. Mac Jones, his back is fine. Chris Godwin just came back from an ACL. Alvin Kamara, he's dealing with his own rib injury. And then we talked about Jameis Winston. He had to suffer, or he didn't have to, but he did suffer a back injury this past Sunday. But he should be fine. He should be okay. And after the game on Fox, they asked Jameis, what's the problem? Why are you hurt? And what hurts exactly? And this is what Jameis had to say.
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere. So we got to keep on pushing through and being resilient.
Yeah, well, that's week one. We're getting ready to pull up into week two. Well, damn it, actually officially started with the Chargers and the Chiefs. And then we got a full slate on Sunday. And that is one of the games that I really want to see. I want to see Tampa Bay, who obviously beat the Cowboys in that miserable-ass Sunday night football matchup. I want to see Tampa and New Orleans. I want to see Tom Brady in the Superdome. Since Tom Brady showed up on the scene, it's like he cannot beat the Saints. And by the way, I don't want to call this a revenge game for Jameis Winston, because it's not. But it was against the same team that he blew out his ACL last year when he was having an amazing start to his season. Everybody wants to beat up on Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, 30-plus touchdowns and 30-plus INTs. He's a waste of time. Jameis Winston, he gets replaced by Tom Brady. Jameis Winston, hell, I just had a little bit of fun with Jameis because he feels pain everywhere in his body. Tom Brady's going to be out there when Jameis is on the bench and vice versa. You don't think there's a little bit of something in Jameis that goes, this is going to be my chance? I'm hopefully healthy. I'm hoping that Jameis doesn't feel pain everywhere. And that at home, he's going to have an opportunity with their season opener at home in New Orleans. He's going to have a chance to show what he currently is capable of. It's like, yeah, I had a year under Coach Payton. Yeah, I had a year under Drew Brees. And I'm a damn good QB. There's a reason that they took me number one overall. And so this is an opportunity for the Saints and Jameis to put another stamp on the season as they try to go through the marathon that, as we know, 17 games. And good for him. I want to see them some success there. Tampa Bay and New Orleans. That's one of the games that I'm really, really looking forward to. If I have to look towards some other games, how about this one? I want to see Seattle take on San Francisco. Seattle, man, they typically beat up on the Niners, but we know the deal. Russell Wilson and his Let's Ride, it's now in Denver. And so now Geno Smith is at the helm, and we saw what Geno did on Monday Night Football, the first half of the game, starting off like a man on fire. And not like the movie. Geno Smith, 17 of 18 passes. Two touchdowns in the first half. I had people calling me up after Geno Smith's performance telling me that it's the greatest thing they've ever seen. That he's now a great, amazing quarterback. I'm like, slow down. Geno basically fell asleep in the second half. Let's relax. What is he going to look like in game number two? And then on the other side of the field, we have Trey Lance. He had to play in basically a monsoon against the Chicago Bears. 164 yards, an interception. And we know Jimmy Garoppolo is basically peering over his shoulder. And so I want to see what takes place between Seattle and San Francisco. What is Geno Smith going to do in game number two? What is Trey Lance going to do in game number two? And head coach Kyle Shanahan of the Niners, he said, damn it, I'm just happy to be here at home.
You always choose the crowd and being in your own stadium because that's such a big factor. And crowd noise in football, not that I major in any other sports, but I just don't get how other sports can be as a big of advantage. I mean, every play starts with a snap count and cadence, and that's everything for O-line and D-linemen. So anytime you get a chance to be back home and know you don't have to worry about on the road and the opposing team coming in does, that pumps your guys up. It pumps our whole team up. It pumps our D-line up. And, man, is our O-line glad that we don't have to be on the sideline.
Yeah, well, everybody except for the teams in Los Angeles, they don't know what home field advantage is because they don't have any. It's the defending Super Bowl champ, the Rams. Have no home field advantage. They just got a stadium to play in. And so I really, really want to see what takes place between Seattle and San Francisco. I want to see the performances of the quarterbacks. And then for the other one, the younger one, in Trey Lance, there's no guarantee that Kittle will be out on the field. And I guess that's pretty normal. When is Kittle ever healthy? It's unfortunate. Another game that I really, really want to see. Miami is going to take on Baltimore. Tua Tagovailoa. You want to talk about young quarterbacks. People are waiting for him to step up. People want to see what he can do for a full season. They bring on Tyreek Hill. He snatches 94 yards last week. You have Jalen Waddle on the other side. Jalen Waddle, he waddled his ass for a long touchdown. You got some weapons here. Tua don't have no excuses. And so Coach McDaniel, he gets his first victory. Shower him with Gatorade and whatever. They're giving him a game ball. He says, I'm giving everybody a game ball. And then in his first game, he beats Bill Belichick. 20-7? Come on. Mike McDaniel, he talked about his expectations for Tua. Listen.
With Tua specifically, I can tell now when something, you know, there's a result and sometimes the result is a completion, but I can tell that he's not happy with the way that play happened. So what I want to see is if he's right with his confidence, which I know he's getting there, then it would be harder for me to tell that he wasn't happy with the last play, because it's an understanding of, yeah, I didn't do that as good. Oh, well, I'll do it perfect next time, is the way I want him to be, because you get to a prerequisite kind of area in your game where you're trying to fine-tune stuff, and he's a perfectionist. So I want his confidence to outweigh his perfectionism, or whatever that word would be.
What the hell, did he just answer that question from a nap? What? Between him and... Yeah, we love the coaches, man. There's nothing better than when these coaches in the NFL, when they actually stop to speak. They don't want to talk. They want to go sit in the back in their office and walk on the treadmill, but have
should
you seen?
Should he have done it? Shouldn't he have done it?
God, that's creepy. Don't do that. That reminds me of, like somebody's going to come body snatch me. That's a creepy dude.
I was a coach.
I know. That's Belichick.
Okay.
I know who that was. If I was driving in my vehicle right now, I'd feel like he's going to pop up behind me.
Should he have done it? Shouldn't he have done it?
Whoa. Damn. Rather uncomfortable. Mike McDaniel, Bill Belichick. We talked about this earlier this week. Mike Tomlin. What do the coaches' meetings sound like? Because we know that the coaches get together when you get to the meeting. When do they do that? When do they do that? In the summertime, Shep? Around the draft when the coaches get together? They go to like Hawaii or Florida or something like that?
You would think before the NFL draft, yes.
Yeah, they all get together and they take this stupid picture. It's like, what do these guys do? A lot, they know each other. They say, hey, good season. Where's he? What? It's just hilarious. Because these coaches are nothing but a bunch of cartoon characters. Daniel is going to have to figure out how to stop Lamar Jackson. We know Lamar Jackson beat the New York Jets. Okay, fine. I could probably scrape together 11 guys off the street and they could beat the New York Jets. But now they have some real competition here against Miami. And so I want to see what Lamar Jackson does against viable competition. The Ravens will be playing at home. They're 13-1 in home openers under Coach Harbaugh. And they're going to continue doing this. And for Lamar Jackson, we know it's all about the money. It's all about the advancement. This man is out here playing on an expiring contract. He wants to get paid. And so here you have Tua Tagovailoa trying to establish himself as a starter in the league. And here you have an established starter on his way to making almost $50 million a year. And he's just looking for the guaranteed money, the guaranteed cash. Miami-Baltimore is a game that I really want to see. And then, this is the game that's going to take the cake for me. This is going to conclude Sunday night. And I'm hoping it's a good game. It could be a disaster. It could be a slop fest. It could be a blowout. It's the Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers. Oh, there's so many stories that exist here. You have Fields going up into Green Bay. Fields, he just beat Trey Lance and the 49ers. He threw a touchdown in the rain. He was able to play and win. You have Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, this is an exaggeration. He hates his wide receivers. He hates them. He wishes he could lock them into the room and just make them study. And so the Bears, the Packers, they have played more games against each other than anyone else in NFL history. 203 meetings. This is going to be the 17th consecutive season that we have seen the Bears and Packers in primetime. They hate each other. You would think that the Packers would maybe have more of a sizable lead. You can thank Aaron Rodgers for that. But all time, the Packers lead the series 103-95. And not only did Aaron Rodgers get frustrated with his receiving group last week, he was sacked four times. He's going to have to look across the line of scrimmage and see Robert Quinn looking to rip his head off. He has to hope that Alan Lazard is there ready to roll. And if you're the Bears, you're trying to actually win against the Packers, because Aaron Rodgers has never been shy in telling everybody, I own you. He was recently asked about this game against the Bears, and Aaron Rodgers talked about the rivalry. Listen.
I love the history of this game, and when I got to the squad, Chicago was beating us on the all-time record, and now we're up by 8, I believe. So that does mean a lot to me.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, since he became starter, he is 23-5 against the Bears. They got a new head coach, Matt Eberflus. Based on what he saw against those Niners and what he's seen in practice, he feels good about his team. Listen.
We thought we had really good preparation this week. All 3 days was outstanding. Our pad days, our first day in pads, Wednesday was really physical. The guys did a nice job of doing what we ask in terms of getting better at their fundamentals. You know, then yesterday was good situationally. We did some third down in 2 minutes. I thought that was excellent. You know, operation was good there. And then obviously we finished off with what we call Fast Friday. You know, guys are in shells, and we want them to play with speed and execute in the red zone. And they did a nice job of that. Really, the message for them today was really in the morning was, you know, at the team meeting was, you know, first time going on the road in regular season, you know, so we did it before. We went to Seattle, you know, so it's a same type of operation there. That was, this game's a little bit later, so the schedule's a little bit different. So we got that all set up, and I outlined it for the guys, and they feel good going into their 48-hour preparation. So they're excited about getting that going as well.
All right, fine, whatever. Just beat them, okay? Just beat them. Packers whoop y'all ass all the time. Just go beat them. Think about your preparation and just go beat them. Go into Green Bay and beat them. And, oh, my God, what a Monday it will be if the Green Bay Packers start this season at 0-2 because they lost to the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a fit. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Seth is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, bro? How you feeling?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
You already know how I'm coming, man. Sunday. So, look, Sunday night, this is going to be my first time ever going to a Bears game versus Green Bay. My first time ever going to Lambeau. So me, six of my buddies, we driving down there. We're going to tailgate. So, yeah, we're very excited, bro. And remember, the special number is 9, JR. I told you that we're going to have 10 wins this season. And we're going to win Sunday night. And just watch how everybody's going to react. Already, Bart Scott disrespected us. Talking about we're not even a real football team. Did you see that? How the Chicago Bears is not a real football team.
No, I don't run around saying, oh, my God, what did Bart Scott say? So, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he real disrespectful, man. That's like everybody else, though. But, well, watch how everybody react whenever the Bears do win. Like you said, watch how everybody react. It's going to be crazy, man.
Well, I have a question that's more important. What are y'all taking up to that tailgate?
So that's what we were thinking about. So I had suggested that we bring some, bring a grill and grill. But from what I was told, that they got like a little section of where they got like a little bars and restaurants in the like the little tailgate area. So we're gonna go over there, hit up over there. But yeah, one of my buddies, he's a Green Bay Packer fan, man. He crazy as hell riding in the car with us with that Packers gear. You know, we kind of got on his ass about it, but we're gonna give him a slap. But I know how it's gonna be, Jack, because if we take an L down there, we're not going to hear the end of it. We're going to, I know they're going to talk crazy to us to the minute we walk out the stadium.
You so, know, you know, you went north, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, you keep saying down there. I'm getting confused.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Up there, you know, yeah. Okay.
So did you're already in Wisconsin?
No, we're going to leave Sunday morning around okay. like 11.
And y'all don't know what you're going to eat.
No, not yet. We just anything this, up in the air, whatever we grab, whatever sounds, we see.
This sounds like a crap tailgate, man. No, ill prepared. Don't invite me to no tailgate that you're doing. I may have to bring my own food.
But that's the thing, Dale. I don't tailgate. That's these guys' idea. Me, last time I had tailgated, I bring a grill. I bring meat, food, everything.
Okay. You know what? What about the drinks?
Oh, of course. You know, man. Hey, me personally, I drink Douce. I drink Bamboo.
Oh, you know, you like the sweet stuff.
Bamboo not really sweet. It's a rum, man. I don't know.
I know what it is. I know what it is. Lil Wayne's rum. I know what it is.
Yeah,
I know. Okay. Well, you enjoy that set, okay?
I will. But quick question: who you think gonna win? Who you got coming out on top?
The Green Bay Packers.
How about this? Can we do a little friendly bet? If the Bears win,
yeah,
you owe me a drink. Is that fair?
Well, that sounds like a bet for me. Sure, I get myself three. I give you one. Fine. Okay.
Okay, that sounds like a bet, man.
All right. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate you. I'll be in Chicago soon. Okay.
Yes, sir. All love, bro.
All right. Appreciate Seth for calling up from Chicago. If you see Seth, do not go by his tailgate. They're gonna be serving you up bologna sandwiches. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Week 2 of the NFL season, Sunday. What game are you looking forward to seeing the most? I want to see the Saints. I want to see Tampa. I told you some other matchups. What game you want to see? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I certainly appreciate your show. I really think you do the best job on the radio talk shows.
First of all, I want to say, man, I enjoy your show because it's a different voice, and it's I've contemplated calling before.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's a very simple question. If you take a look at the Sunday slate of NFL games we have for week 2, what game are you really interested in watching? I gave you a few. I want to see Seattle and San Francisco. What is Geno Smith going to do in his second start? And what about Trey Lance? Because I feel the clock is already ticking on Trey Lance before they throw Jimmy Garoppolo in there. Miami and Baltimore, every game with Lamar Jackson is pretty much a must watch. A Sunday night football will have the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers, a rivalry, a game where they have played more than any other team or set of teams in NFL history. 203 times. Tampa, New Orleans, that's going to be a fun one too. Jameis Winston, who feels the pain everywhere. And then Tom Brady. Damn it, Tom Brady's been feeling pain and just, he's 45 years old. He's going to feel some pain. He feels personal pain. He's in page 6 in the New York Post every day and TMZ. And then he needs to get smacked around by guys who are 25 years old. It's not fun. He's getting a lot of money to do it, though. He'd still get a lot of money if he wasn't getting hit by 20-year-olds. Tom Brady could be on Fox right now making $37 million. I guess he wants that other championship more than other things. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, great segue, Mr. Positive. Hey, the game that I'm looking forward to, number one, is the Bills. I think they're going to go all the way. I love my Josh Allen. Concerning TB12.
No.
And his off-field situation. I'm very concerned.
He looks very thin and emaciated to me. I don't know if it's
well,
me.
Give him a sandwich.
Yeah, he needs one, and he just, okay. I just think this stress could maybe hurt him. You know, I'm concerned. What say you, my friend? Is this going to bother him long term, or is he such a professional that it's not going to affect him whatsoever because he is such a competitor? Is it possible?
Well, listen, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Tom Brady is still a human being, right? He's still a human. I know he eats rabbit food and he has a lot of money and he has a supermodel wife. But if you whoop his ass, he's going to feel it. He's a human being. Tom Brady's the same guy who, right before the season started, he stood in front of the media and he said, yeah, where was I? He's like, yeah, I got a lot of you-know-what going on. I'm 45 years old. And so he's a human. I mean, anybody can be inundated with distractions and you can kind of zone in as to what you need to do in that exact minute. And we've seen Tom Brady have more success than anyone in NFL history. We've also seen him fail. He ain't perfect. He plays a team sport, and I'm sure there's an effect that outside has on his preparation. Ain't nobody want to deal with whatever he's dealing with. Am I concerned that he's going to disappear in the middle of the season, that he's going to quit or he's going to fall apart? No. And yes, he does. He looks thinner. He's also older. What else do we want from Tom Brady? I wish he'd go away. I thought that was concluded earlier this year, but he's back. And so what he does and what happens in his personal life, I don't know. He could stay with his wife. He could leave. She could leave. Ain't my business. I don't care. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Tony's calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I'm looking most forward to the, obviously, the Steelers-Patriots game. I don't understand that line at all. I mean, if you look at the week one matchups, I think that, you know, the Steelers, obviously, the offense didn't look great. And we don't have TJ in this game, but I mean, I think the defense is better than New England's. I think the offense is a hair better than New England's, and yet we're 2.5-point underdogs at home, so more like 5. I don't really understand that. But bias aside, I'm most looking forward to the Minnesota-Philly game because I think that Minnesota was my sleeper for the year. I think they have a very potent offense. Their defense is okay. But I just think that, you know, Kirk Cousins sometimes doesn't get as much respect as he should. He's been a very solid player. I think Justin Jefferson is probably already the second best receiver in the league behind Devontae Adams. And Dalvin Cook is a very good back. So I'm looking forward to that game mostly because there's been a lot of hype around Philly after week one and coming into the season with all the young talent they have. And I just want to see if Jalen Hurts in that offense. And
Jalen has certainly been more. Jalen has certainly been praised already after week one and working with AJ as well. And so we'll see what takes place on Monday night. And we'll have an opportunity to talk about both games because I'm going to be live here on CBS Sports Radio. Tennessee will take on Buffalo Monday night as well as Minnesota going at Philly. Yeah, you got a problem, you want to beef with the line, then call up Vegas. Call them up. I can't help you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, good evening. Welcome home, and I hope you're feeling better. And I mean that. Great monologue.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I feel great. I feel awesome. I don't know what he's talking about.
Talking about your back 3 weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah, I feel good now. My back feels fine.
Good.
I hope it feels good tomorrow and the day after. And the day after that. And the day after that. Yeah, back pain sucks. Too bad I just can't buy a new back at Home Depot. You know that guy that we spoke to a couple nights ago? He's like, hey, JR, I got the hookup for you on plants. Well, yeah, I like plants. I like them. I like a new back, too. Maybe I should call up Mike Tyson. You think Mike Tyson has good back advice for me, Shep?
Were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
Okay, spinal. He probably has good advice. There's a few things I'd want advice from Mike Tyson on, but not a lot. Probably nothing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Week two of the NFL season's already underway. Thank you to the Chargers, and thank you to Kansas City for giving us a good game. Hopefully Justin Herbert can return from his fractured cartilage. He's day-to-day. He should be fine in the next game against Jacksonville. And we got a whole slate of games. You know, I told you about the games that I really want to see. Chicago and Green Bay, Sunday Night Football. Seattle, San Francisco. You have Miami and Baltimore. I told you Tampa Bay and New Orleans. One of our callers is already concerned potentially about Tom Brady. It's like every day there's a new story about his wife leaving him and he's looking thin. So I'm 45. I got a lot of things to deal with. Tom Brady's life right now ain't nothing but a soap opera. And he still has to show up to work. And people like me will say, hey, man, you threw 4 interceptions. Go home. And someone who's very familiar with throwing 4 interceptions no longer plays in the NFL. His name is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now Ryan Fitzpatrick is now an analyst for Amazon. He did pregame and postgame work for Thursday Night Football, the game we saw last night with Herbert and Mahomes. And recently, in promoting the podcast or promoting Amazon in his new role, he was on Pardon My Take. And he actually talked about Tom Brady and some of his interactions with him when they've actually had them. Take a listen to this.
I feel like Brady respects you.
No, zero respect.
Really?
Would never shake my hand.
Really?
I mean, I've told this story before, but he just pisses me off because you're in Buffalo, you're playing New England, they're kicking our ass every single year, they're beating us, and we finally in 2011 knocked them off. It was right at the beginning of the season. We had this like great start, and he threw 5 interceptions in the game, which was just wonderful to see. Every single one of them was like wonderful to see, and run straight off, like no handshake, no, you know, quarterback, middle of the field, where are the cameras? Okay,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Stay healthy, buddy, you know, pat me on the head and let me go. Like, just ran straight off. So it bothered me so much because there was no respect there.
Yeah.
And so it was like every time I played him after that, I was like, all right, like, I at least got, like, let's make this dude respect me.
Damn. Well, when Tom Brady is retired and he's in a broadcast booth for the next 10 years, then he can throw as many shots as he wants at Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I think he will. Not just Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's just going to be throwing darts at everybody. Seems like the type of guy. Type of guy to hold a grudge. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ryan, he's calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, man, JR, I'm so glad I got in. And it's great to hear you, man. I tell you, you're one of the best shows I've ever heard on the radio, and I'm so glad I'm able to tune in tonight.
Thank you.
I'm originally from South Florida, moved here to Charlotte about 14 years ago now. But my heart and soul will always lie with the Dolphins at all times. It's been a long time. The Dolphins are finally showing some you know, they got some firepower now. I just want to hear your take. Can they go into Baltimore? Can they go into Baltimore with the firepower they have and stop Lamar Jackson? Can they do it?
I'm actually favoring the Ravens at home in this one. Sorry. Okay. Do I think that the game will be more competitive than what you would have typically seen? I think the answer is yes. It's one thing for Tua to have an amazing start against Bill Belichick and his defense, but this entire season is really a test for Tua Tagovailoa. You got a head coach who everyone who is basically lauded, even from his time at San Francisco, but it's what is Tua Tagovailoa going to do with these weapons? I'll put it to you this way. If Patrick Mahomes had these guys, well, he did have one of them in Tyreek Hill, we'd be expecting the scoreboard to be lit up every week. If we had Justin Herbert here, we'd expect it. If Lamar Jackson was here on the Dolphins, you know, we'd be like, okay, well, it's going to be him and Tyreek Hill would be crazy. So we still don't know, regardless of anyone who wants to run around and tell you what they know, we still don't know exactly who and what Tua will be for a full season with these weapons. We don't know yet.
Yeah, it's going to be we've had a quarterback curse since Dan the Man has been gone. So I'm just reaching out to the quarterback guys and give us the strength.
I understand. They can do it, man. Well, he ain't Jay Feely, so you'll be okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I can go on the list, but I don't want to make you feel bad.
No, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. JR, greatly appreciate it, man. Your show is awesome, man. I love your take on everything. So keep it up, buddy.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're doing awesome, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you. And much love to everybody listening in Charlotte on 610 WFNZ. I know those folk over there. I was just up in Charlotte. I wonder if they'll have me back. Shout outs to kicker Johnny Hecker. That's my man. That's my guy. Tremble, that's my guy too. I wonder if they'll let me play quarterback. I'll ask in a couple of weeks. I'll let Baker do his thing for a little bit. 855-212-4CBS. Who do we have here? Oh, it's Tim from Maryland. And he's not going to have his boss here, so it's a waste of my time. What's up, Tim?
Hey, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that because you were supposed to talk to my boss and get me a raise, and you ain't done that yet. I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
Yeah, you've yet to put your boss on the radio, but go ahead. What's up?
Anyway, I think, you know, I've got a really good feeling about the Commanders, even though I hate calling them, you know, I hate saying that name. I'm 62 years old, and I hate calling them that. But anyway.
We'll call them Washington football team then, I mean.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No. Anyway, yeah. You know, if they lose against the Lions, it's going to be like a really bad situation. I mean, it's going to be seriously bad. We can't beat the Lions. We can't go 2-0. It's going to be a bad situation.
Well, these are not the same old. Okay, fine. The Lions lost their first game of the season against the Eagles. At least the Lions put up some points on the board. They couldn't stop anything that the Eagles were throwing at them, but they put some points up on the board.
Oh,
so.
they're a good team. That's my whole point.
Oh, okay.
That's my whole point. They're a good team.
Yeah, okay.
And I can see us losing against them. That's my whole point. You know, I would just hate to see us lose, you know, win the first game of the season and lose the second.
Wow.
You know, it's just, I don't know, man.
You're a fan of this team. You're used to it, okay? I mean, you played Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence looks like he wants to go back to college.
Exactly.
So I will assume this will be another good game. I think Washington will go into Detroit, and I think they'll walk away with a victory.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I'd love to hear you say that because, I don't have a lot of people here. I don't hear a lot of people saying that. So
yeah, well, I could be absolutely wrong. So don't take my word as gospel.
No, I don't think you're wrong. You know.
Well, we're gonna find out. I could be, Tim. That's just reality. Okay.
All right, brother.
All right, thank you, man. Have a good weekend. What you doing for the weekend?
Have a good night, man.
What are you doing for the weekend?
Well, the first thing I'm doing is I got to work one more night.
Okay.
And then I'm off for 2 days, so I got one more night to work. And, you know, every time I call you, it's after I get off work, after midnight. So,
well, don't expect to hear me tomorrow, okay? I said don't expect to hear me over the weekend.
No.
Good.
You know, but so, you know, I've got, you know, one more day to go.
Oh.
And, you know, I get through that day, and I'm good to go for 2 days.
Great. So you enjoy your 2 days, and I'll be back with you on Monday, okay?
Yes, sir, man.
All right. Thank you, Tim. I love you too, Tim. I like Tim. He's a nice guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls, and then I got to tell you about someone who ain't such a nice guy. And I'm going to tell you about someone who lost a lot of money to go back to somewhere who offered him some. I'll explain here on CBS Sports Radio.